Hello, I'm Gabby.
I'm Aaliyah.
And I'm Caitlin.
And we are going to be comparing our three study abroad programs. I studied abroad in Australia.
I studied abroad in Florence, Italy.
And I was in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Fancy. So the first question is, tell us a little bit about your program. So where did you go? What were your living situations like? What classes did you take? And have you always wanted to study abroad, or did you choose to study abroad during your time here?
All right. Which question are we starting with?
Anyone.
Caitlin, you want to start first?
Sure, I got you, Liam. All right. So I chose Argentina because as part of my Spanish major, it's a requirement to study abroad in a Spanish-speaking country. I know typically people tend to go to Spain and sometimes South America, but more in like the northern region. And I wanted to try something different. I also spent a lot of time in high school and college, like watching shows that were from Argentina and listening to music. So the culture just kind of interests me. And I really like the variety of Spanish they have there. So that's why I chose it. And I ended up going to a small-ish private school in the city, and it was called Universidad Católica Argentina. It was nice because it was pretty far from where I lived, but it was close-ish, like compared to some other schools I could have chosen from. So it was about 45-ish minutes from home on bus. But the nice thing was my classes were only once a week, so I didn't have to go there every day. There are 2 days a week that I could just stay in the area. How about you, Aaliyah?
So I chose to go to Florence, Italy for a few reasons. So my grandparents are they travel a lot, and my grandma was like, Italy was her most favorite place that she traveled to and visited. So inspiration from there. And then also at St. Norbert, I've been taking a lot of voice lessons, and my voice instructor, we've been doing a lot of Italian pieces, and the language was very beautiful. So I wanted to expand learning the Italian language, and also just learn the Italian culture and the food and the experiences. Just because my voice instructor was very passionate about the Italian culture. And I also just wanted to, like, they had a lot of, like, cool business programs at my university. I probably should say what my university's name is. It's Florence University of the Arts. It's mostly just American students, but it was pretty small, I would say. And it was spread out throughout Florence, so it was super easy to go from my apartment to, and there were like buildings spread throughout Florence, which made it unique. So it wasn't like one building, it was like I'd walk around. And then I guess I didn't go with any friends from St. Norbert, but that I knew of, but there was one other girl that I ended up meeting that was from St. Norbert, which was nice. So yeah. And Gabby, how was your, where did you go and why?
So I went to Robina, Australia. I studied abroad at Bond University. And unlike Caitlin and Aaliyah, I lived on campus. So I was in what we would consider like a freshman residence hall, which was a unique experience. Didn't have a kitchen, which was something different, but I liked being right on the campus. Bond is like a somewhat decent sized school. I want to say they have around 20,000 students. But it is mostly a commuter college, so a lot of people there did commute. And then I chose Australia because originally I wanted to go to Seoul, South Korea. And then my advisor talked me away from that just because of the language barrier. So then I came to Australia, and I could still get a big, Asian culture, but also not have to worry about the language barrier and the fact that they're in the Southern Hemisphere, meaning that they are in their summer when we're in our winter, was a really nice plus. So in January, I was sitting at a pool at the beach, which was a difference, but I really enjoyed it. And then, unlike Aaliyah, I did go with fellow SNC students that I knew from my time here. So another question I have was, what thoughts or feelings were going through your guys' head as you were preparing to go abroad? Oh, Caitlin, why don't you start?
Okay. Some thoughts and feelings. I think one thing I was, like, pretty nervous about was just finding, like, the right host family, since that was part of my experience. The nice thing is, I mean, even though I was, like, pretty nervous about it, I just communicated with the director abroad to try to get things figured out, make sure that my family meets my needs and that we're a good fit. And it ended up working perfectly. I'm still in contact with my family today, and I met a lot of good friends through them. So I would just say, like, if you are experiencing any, like, nervous feelings or anxiety about, like, living with a host family, just communicate that, and hopefully your advisor abroad will help you through that.
Thoughts that were going in my head before, like, leaving, I was thinking about, like, I don't know, I just, like, the nerves of, like, traveling solo to get there initially. I think part of it was me not going on a plane by myself, or me not going to another country by myself. So I think those were thoughts on my mind, as well as just, like, wondering, like, how I would adapt to the Italian culture, and, like, not, like, having, like, complete fluency in Italian, like, if that would be, like, a huge obstacle to overcome, and just, like, adapting in general. So I guess those are just some things to think about. So, but it was pretty easy to adapt.
I would agree with that, especially with, like, the whole adaptation part. You're in an entire different country. For you guys, they speak a different language. Caitlin, you obviously know Spanish well, but Aaliyah, like, are not fluent in Italian, making it harder to have that communication. I would agree with that. Although Australia speaks English, there is, like, different slang words that are completely different, and then they do have a very strong accent with, like, so what do you mean by this, and when you're in a classroom and that kind of thing. So yeah, I would totally agree with that. Something else that, especially being working in the study abroad office, and then you guys did the study abroad leadership team with me as well, what advice would you give people to, like, pack? Because, like, Aaliyah, you went during, like, fall/winter, so your packing was, like, a lot heavier than, like, maybe Caitlin's and I, with, like, shorts and swimsuits and everything.
Well, the nice thing with my program is they actually, like, sent a list.
Oh, that's nice.
And obviously, like, it's not all-encompassing, but, I mean, even just, like, asking your program or asking other people that have been there if they have a list, because everybody has a list that went, I'm sure. So I guess just getting something to start with is nice. Also, like, checking on your weather, because, like, you would think Argentina you wouldn't need warm clothes, but I actually needed a winter coat while I was there, so just making sure that you do have everything you need. But also, don't bring too much, because I remember, like, I almost didn't bring enough clothes because I was afraid to bring too much. So, like, I guess the nice thing is that you can always purchase clothes when you are abroad. So if you really feel like you need another sweater or another t-shirt, like, you're probably gonna buy stuff while you're there. So maybe just bring, like, a little less than what you think you should.
Yeah, I would also agree with that. Not packing too much. I had roommates that would just, like, pack too much, and they're shoppers too. So that added up to be a lot. But I guess other packing tips, I'd say, like, wear layers, since, like, I was, like, the spring semester, but it started in January, so, like, that fall kind of winter feeling, you definitely want to bring a coat for sure, and then, like, some good rain boots, because it was starting to rain. But I guess just, like, layers, and then also, like, making sure that you have money in the currency that you're going into, I would recommend packing that just in case your luggage, like, or not luggage, but yeah, just needing currency on hand if you're nervous about exchanging your money or if your credit cards don't work.
Another thing that made me think of is, so like, if you do need to bring more layers or like boots and stuff, I recommend wearing that on the plane. So like, for example, when I was abroad, I made this like a giant blanket sweater thing. And so on the way back, I wore it on the plane because like it would have taken up half of my suitcase. So try to like wear everything on you that's big if you can.
Yeah. I kind of did what your friends did, Aaliyah, with like I had four suitcases and they were all filled. Yeah. Oh
my gosh, that's a lot.
And then, but like the majority of it I just left there. With, like, sunscreen and, like, shampoo, conditioner, that kind of thing. So the majority of it I left there, but I am a shopper, so, like, having to, like, fit it all back and bring it back was quite a challenge. But, yes, Caitlin, I would 100% agree. Wear what you can on the flight. Wear layers because kind of what they also said, too, especially with Australia, it does start to get cooler in, like, April, May. So I would suggest bringing pairs of pants, even though you think you might not need pants, you will need pants at some sort. And then the final question I have is post study abroad. So how does it feel to be back? Do you want to go back? What things do you miss over there that you wish were over here? Any lessons, anything like that that you've learned throughout your time over there?
I definitely just got in the habit of walking everywhere and taking public transportation, and I kind of miss that here because I guess in Wisconsin and on campus, like, yeah, we walk to get to classes, but like if I need to go shopping, like I have to take a car. I mean, I don't have to, but it's just kind of like what we do here, and I kind of just miss the ability to walk anywhere and get stuff I need and go to restaurants and stuff. So I've been trying to like walk a little bit more and incorporate that into my life. So that's something to think about. I think it was similar for Leah too, and maybe Gabby. I think that it's just normal like abroad to walk more than it is here. And then I guess like I met a lot of friends abroad, and it's kind of hard like leaving my family and my friends and stuff. And so it's just important to stay in contact with the people if you want to like keep those relationships up. So just recommend like trying to text them once a month or something so that you don't lose that communication.
Yeah, I would also agree with the missing, you know, the walkability of a city. So with Florence, like, you could walk to a museum, you could walk to, like, the supermarket, and, like, you wouldn't need a car, you wouldn't need a train or anything like that. And I missed that here because I went grocery shopping the other day and I was like, wow, I need to bike there, or it's like a 30-minute walk just to get my groceries or ask a friend for a car ride. And then I think some other things that I missed was like live music in the streets. It's kind of like this weird, like this happy feeling kind of at night when you're just like walking back. And definitely the food. I miss the food. And
same.
Yeah, it was really good. And the fresh markets, you don't quite get that. I mean, you get farmers markets here, but it was just like very fresh. And then also just like the friends there too. Yeah, that's what I miss.
Yeah. I obviously miss the weather with like 90-degree heat and like sitting by a pool. But kind of like what Aaliyah and Caitlin were saying with like, the just like the walkability and the public transportation. Like, we had a bus stop right on our campus, which made it really easy to go like shopping or go to the beach, go to a restaurant, like that kind of thing. I will definitely be going back to Australia or New Zealand throughout one point in my life. Will I love to live there? Yes. Will that be harder than I'm thinking it is? Yes. But I'm determined. So thank you guys. Happy National Study Abroad Day, by the way. And thank you.